Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Has the Earth's climate always been changing? Paul Hardy, associate professor of environmental studies at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, has been examining weather patterns that predate human existence in order to better understand what's happening today.
Global warming has been nabbing news headlines for the past decade. Research efforts are continuing to grow, and scientists are probing various components of today's climate system for evidence to prove that global warming is now occurring. But our Pliomax group is taking a different approach. I work with a team of world-class scientists, and we assess climate impacts of global warming using geological observations and paleoclimate data. This pre-human line of evidence allows us to find clues about natural global warming from the past in order to better understand tomorrow's world. Our Pliomax team studies fossils, the effect of past and present ice sheets, geological formations, and paleoenvironmental conditions during the Pliocene, which happened about 3.3 to 2.9 million years ago. Average temperatures were somewhat warmer, and atmospheric composition, particularly CO2, was similar to today's values. During our five-year project, we will build a comprehensive model of the Earth's atmosphere, ocean, and ice systems, allowing future scientists to more accurately forecast future conditions. We seek to understand how our planet will respond to atmospheric changes, but we do not predict what will happen. So far, our findings reveal how the effects of a 2 degree C global warming by 2100 may be severely underestimated, and urgent strategies for emission reduction are required to achieve a more sustainable 1 degree C warming target. We will continue to work for the next year to compile and publish our field data. We hope this research will help the scientific community better understand how nature worked in the past in order to improve projections for the future effects of climate change.
That was Paul Hardy of the University of North Carolina, Wilmington. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.